Good evening, everybody. Welcome. I hope you've had a great day on this Mothering Sunday. I've managed to blag two dinners already today, so I hope you've all had a great day as well. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Ben Osman. I'm one of the youth work interns here at COGS, and I'm really excited to be able to get to share with you guys the power of testimony, as well as talk on a passage from John. This is my first time preaching, so please do bear with me. To start off, I'd like to do something a little bit different. If I could get you all to close your eyes, that'd be great. This isn't a tactic just so that you're all not looking at me on my first preach, but try not to fall asleep. Okay, what I want you to do is to imagine that you're not sat on a nice, comfy St. Mary's COGS chair, but you are in fact lying on hot, dusty ground. There's lots of hustle and bustle around you. People are toing and froing from the marketplace and having conversations with friends. Over the noise of the crowd, you can hear a small group of people coming towards you. It's very loud, so as they approach, all you can hear is something about night is coming and I am the light of the world. And then suddenly, don't worry, you haven't just been spat on. It sounds like they spat near you on the floor and now they're rubbing it in the dirt. While you can still see nothing, you can sense that a man is crouching down beside you. He wipes the spit and dust mixture on your eyes, and then you hear, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." By this point, you're probably pretty scared. At the very least, you're very confused, but you have mud on your face, so you might as well go and wash. You stumble through the darkness over to the edge of the pool. You splash some water on your face, your eyes open, and you can see. Isn't that amazing? Well, for those of you who weren't here this morning, what story do you think we're looking at? The story of Jesus healing the man born blind. You have been in complete darkness your whole life, and now you can see. Isn't it just like that when we come to know Jesus? I know it was for me. I spent a long time stumbling around in the darkness until Jesus came and spat on the floor and rubbed dirt in my eyes, metaphorically. And that's what I'd like to share with you guys this evening. We're going to be looking through this passage together. So that's John chapter 9. That's page 1075 in the church Bibles. I'm going to be jumping around a bit, but if you'd like to follow, please feel free. So the first section of this passage is what I've just all had you all imagining. It's the healing of a man that has been blind his entire life. And as I've said, it parallels pretty closely with my own story of how I came to know God. Actually, I'm not sure I did say that, but it parallels quite closely with my own story of how I came to know God. I grew up in a Christian family. I was taught good values and told about God from a young age. I came here to COGS Church and learned more about Christian values and stories from the Bible. But as a child, that's all it was for me. Stories from a big book, which as a dyslexic, I was never really likely to read. I had a faith, but I never really owned it for myself. I had never witnessed God for myself, never seen answers to prayer that I wasn't immediately skeptical of. And at about the age 15 or 16, I fell away from my belief in God. I have a very logical or scientific brain, and so I decided that believing in Jesus, while it was a good idea in theory, without proof, it wasn't for me. I then went away to university, where I had what could quite sadly be described as a typical uni experience. While many of the good values I'd been brought up with did stick, I still made poor decisions about things like drinking, friendships, relationships, and people who I spent time with. All this time, I felt an emptiness, like something was missing. I tried to plug this gap with other things, but that didn't work. I remember, while at university, having long chats with members of the Christian Union, while on nights out. I was clearly still searching for answers in God, but still without that proof or personal witness of God, Jesus still wasn't the answer for me. At that time, I was perfectly content with a good philosophical chat and a free toastie. After university, quite by accident, I ended up at Adventure Plus on a Christian gap year. Adventure Plus, for those of you who don't know, is a local Christian charity who do youth work and work in the outdoors with young people. They also run a discipleship and training year, and quite how I ended up on this Christian gap year, I have no idea. You'll have to ask God. It was a place that was in such contrast from my time at university. This was my mud and saliva on the eyes moment. I still didn't quite know that it was God working in my life, and it was a confusing direction that my life had taken. One where I didn't know why I had mud on my face, like the blind man, but it was clearly Jesus that had done it. As we read, Jesus says, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." In verse 7, the man goes and washes and he can see. While on this gap year with Adventure Plus, I came to church here. One morning while I was running late for the 10:30 service, I felt this unbelievable urge to pray. At this time in the gap year, I still didn't believe in Jesus. I hadn't had this witness of God. But despite this, I decided to pray anyway. I felt an overwhelming urge that I needed to pray for two things: forgiveness and for my prayer to be heard. So I prayed. Then I went to church, and just while I was creeping in the back door over there late, I heard Rich taking the mic over to a gentleman in the front row who'd asked for Psalm 116 to be read out at the start of the service. 10 minutes after praying for forgiveness and for my prayer to be heard, these words were read out. "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy." Word for word, that was an answer to the prayer I'd prayed 10 minutes before. That got my attention. That was the first time I had actually witnessed God for myself. That day, I washed in the pool and I came home seeing. This couldn't have just been a happy coincidence. I was too cynical for that. I wouldn't have believed it if it was just a coincidence. God had clearly done a work in my heart to enable me to see. In the verses that follow on from "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," people start to ask the man questions. This man can now see. There's a big change in his life that everybody can see. The Pharisees bring the man in to question him about what's happened. And he tells them, it's Jesus. He points the way to Jesus. And this teaches us about what we should do. When we encounter God, we should be changed. We should be transformed like the blind man was from being able to, not being able to see, to being able to see. And when people start to ask questions about how or why we've changed, we should do what he did. Point to Jesus. This is the power of testimony. But we need to share it. My life is now quite different to how it used to be. So to my friends, it's really obvious that a big change has happened. And so they do ask questions. Now, this should be the point where I tell you, so I point them to Jesus and they've all been saved. But I don't always. It's very easy for me, especially as an introvert, to shy away from those conversations. I become scared of rejection from my friends. But I can honestly say that every time I have been brave enough to say something like, "I live my life differently now because I've become a Christian," they have led on to great conversations about faith, about hope, about Jesus. This is the power of testimony, but we need to share it. While the Pharisees are questioning the blind man, they suggest that Jesus is a sinner because he worked on the Sabbath. And the man replies in verse 25, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." So when people say, "But you don't know that Jesus is real," one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. And at the end of the chapter, Jesus is talking about spiritual blindness. In verse 39, we read, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." So that the blind will see. So that those who don't yet know Jesus will see the truth. And when he says, "So those who see will become blind," this isn't Jesus suggesting that if we already know him, then we'll lose that faith. We'll lose that truth. The Pharisees ask, "What are we blind to?" Jesus says, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim to see, your guilt remains." This is a sharp reminder for us. If we now claim to see, but don't live like it, our guilt remains. So those that think they see will become blind. We must live our lives as a witness to the truth of Jesus. This is the powerful testimony that our lives can be. So why did I lose my faith in the first place? Why at age 15 or 16 did I fall away from the church? Why did I turn my back on God? At the very start of the chapter, before Jesus has walked into this man's life, before he's changed his whole world, Jesus' disciples ask, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in him." Now, my parents are great. They're here this evening. But at some stage, they will have sinned. And I'm absolutely certain that before I lost my faith at 15 or 16, I had sinned. But neither my sin nor the sin of my parents was the reason I lost my faith, or the reason that I had that empty feeling, or the reason I was stumbling around in the darkness. But this time of distance from God happened so that the transformational work of God might be displayed in my life. If you have a faith in Jesus, you will have a testimony too. Share it. Whether you've always been a Christian or whether you've only just come to know Jesus, be a witness to the transformational work that God has done in you. When they ask how it happened, tell them your testimony. When they ask questions about why you've changed, point them to Jesus. This is the power of testimony. Go out and share it. I'm going to pray for us. Father, we thank you that you came down to this earth to lead us out of darkness. That you came to make the blind able to see. I pray that you would bring all of us a boldness and a bravery to go out and share our testimony with our friends, with those who don't know Jesus yet. Lord, I pray that you would empower us to do so. In Jesus' name. Amen.